This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with, once again, Dr. Saeed Ibrahim, who is the CEO and founder of SprinGene, an innovative provider of natural oral health products. Dr. Ibrahim, a pleasure to have you back with us here on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak to your listeners and the eHealth Radio consumers.
And you're more than welcome and great to have you back with us. So if you would, Dr. Ibrahim, remind our listeners about your company, its mission, and products to lead things off today.
Thank you, Eric. Our company, Health and Natural Beauty, founded in 2012, as we mentioned, and it's founded here in New Jersey, in Piscataway, New Jersey. And the company mission is to deliver most advanced, safe, and gentle and natural way possible, of course, oral care options for brushers of all lifestyles. We firmly believe that oral health is the gateway to internal health, of course, and that's why every SprinGene toothpaste features our patented formula of cold-pressed zinc and black seed oil, or cold-pressed black seed oil and zinc together. So together, these ingredients effectively clean and protect teeth and gums from inflammation, bacteria, and gingivitis, all while helping to bring relief to dry mouth or people suffer from dry mouth. So that's the mission of our product. And we currently have two product lines under SprinGene name, of course. SprinGene is the company's brand name. We have a SprinGene original line, and we have a SprinGene natural line. And of course, we continually source the globe for advanced and healthy ingredients or healthy natural ingredients that to add them to our product so we can improve the oral wellness of people everywhere in the world. And also, we are dedicated to continually advancing our processes and products and certification, and currently working on bio certification in addition to the previously 5 certifications that we mentioned. And those 5 certifications, as I mentioned before, and that's to provide people with different lifestyles, the product that they look for in a natural formulation. And these 5, again, I'm going to remind your listeners, are vegan, gluten-free, kosher, halal, and animal cruelty-free, and we're adding the bio to that array of certifications. So there are so many people with different lifestyles, and these certifications or these attributes are so important for them.
And they certainly are, and thanks for bringing focus to that once again. Now, you mentioned to us in the last interview that you were or had upcoming new oral health care products. Can you tell us about those? How are things coming along?
Yes. So in addition to the 2 lines, as I reiterate, the 2 lines, the original and the natural line, and in these 2 lines, we have 10 products. We have product for adults people. We have fluoride. We have fluoride-free. We have sensitivity relief products. And then we have the children products. In all these categories, in each one of these categories, we have fluoride and fluoride-free in terms of toothpaste. However, many people that like our product, they request and they ask us for mouthwash. And that's something that we hardly and strongly and assertively we were working on it. It's the only thing that we, as mentioned earlier, our mission is to give the consumer the safest and gentler ingredients. So we identified those products. We have the mouthwash almost completed, the development completed, testing and everything. It's just it's a matter of time to launch it. And we have the oil conditioner or the mouth conditioner. This is a new product. We're going to be the first company to come with this product. It's a product that helps people have gingivitis, people have dry mouth, people have unpleasant or looking for fresher breath. And the great things about this new product, it's made of all natural ingredients, all edible ingredients, so that when you didn't have to worry about safety, you didn't have to worry about effective effect or negative effect or side effect of this product. It's all natural, all edible, and has antimicrobial, antivirus activities. Or the ingredients we put there have antivirus and antimicrobial activities, plus helping to relieve dry mouth, because they coat the oral mucosa, the oral internal oral tissues, and give people relief and help them to sleep better and breathe better, especially at night. And in addition, inhibits bacterial growth. When you inhibit bacterial growth, of course, you take care of so many things, gingivitis, cavity, bad breath, gum diseases, and so forth. So we are trying to focus on prevention. So we don't want people to get to that problem and then start looking for dentist or for their doctor to help them. We want them to use safe, natural, edible ingredients that give them that prevention before the problem occurs. The third product we're working on, in addition to mouthwash and mouth conditioner, lip balm. Also, we found that these natural ingredients we developed, and of course, all this, by the way, these technologies, all of them based on patented technology. We have a patent on black seed oil and zinc and black seed oil, and we filed the second patent, and we're working on the third and fourth patent based on natural ingredients in oral care and body care as general. So in addition to the two other products, we have lip balm based on natural ingredients. Also, it has therapeutic benefit to the consumers. The fourth one is based also in natural edible ingredients and oils that muscle pain relief. So that product is coming. So all these four products are coming on the pipeline in the next, I would say, few months. Before end of 2019, you will see all four ingredients on shelf and on our website online, springgene.com.
And thanks for the full coverage on getting us up to speed, especially on the new oral health care products that you offer through Springgene. Also remind us the benefits of the main ingredient, which is so interesting, the black seed oil.
Yes, Eric, this is a very important question, because many people here in the United States, they're not aware of black seed oil or black seed as a plant in general. Black seed is a tropical plant that grows in tropical area, mainly in Asia, in Africa, part of Europe, possibly in Australia. Black seed oil is being known in ancient Egyptian and Chinese and Indian medicine for more than 3,000 years. Most documentation showed that black seed, one of the main ingredients in antimicrobial treatment of wounds, and as we mentioned before, that ancient Egyptian used it in preservation of mummies for its antimicrobial benefits. Black seed or oil cold oil made from black seed oil, one of few oils, if not the only oil, that preserve itself, because research found that this oil contains antimicrobial molecules, anti-virus, antivirus, antioxidants also. So that's what make black seed oil one of the most important oils and vegetable on earth. Black seed is being currently used. So many people, I'm sure they eaten it in different kind of spices or food, but they're not aware of it. Black seed oil, the tree grows like, I would say, the size of the sunflower plant. It's buttercup fly kind of plant. The seed, of course, are black inside. They call it black cumin also, or the scientific name, Nigella sativa. If you eat in any Middle Eastern restaurant or bagel house and or restaurant, and if you've seen some bread or bagel with black seed on it, that's a black seed. It's spicy, has a strong flavor. That's why people, when they use our toothpaste, they first thing they identify that, hey, we kind of sensed a different taste. Your toothpaste tastes different. In the beginning, it was, and I have many people said that in their review to our product, whether in our website, on Amazon, or in Costco online, or e-commerce generally. They said the toothpaste in the beginning tastes funny. It tastes different. It's pleasant taste, but it's different. They don't know why, because of black seed. And clearly that for us is a good news, that sensory identification, or that's our toothpaste signature taste or flavor, and makes it unique and different. People say after a while, or the second or third day, I get used to it, and I've seen the benefit, and then it became so hard for me to go back to the other oil chemical toothpaste. Many people said they found it so hard to move from our toothpaste back to their original toothpaste that I've been using. So because of black seed scent and flavor, that gave our toothpaste, or gave a Springene toothpaste, its identity, its unique positioning in the toothpaste or in the oral care market.
Especially when you mentioned folks are having a hard time going back to their original toothpaste after using what you offer. That certainly says a lot. Today we're joined by Dr. Saeed Ibrahim, who is the CEO and founder of Springene, an innovative provider of natural oral health care products. Here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Oral Health Care channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, tell us, Dr. Ibrahim, is the U.S. consumer knowledgeable about the benefits of black seed oil, and what should be done to educate the end consumer?
I think the consumers became very well educated compared to many, many years ago, or even we say in the last, since the emergence of social media and consumers became more educated, more aware of our health benefits. Also, that's helped consumers to understand the difference between products. Today, consumers read labels, consumers read the product, they read reviews, they go online tweet about products, they go online search, Google. Anytime they hear about something, they Google it. So what we need to do, I think we will rely heavily on the facts. People can go online, check our products, social media. We use social media a lot to communicate to consumers, because we are a startup company and a small business. It's very hard for us to compete with big corporation on air, on TV, even on the Sirius radio. it's very hard to compete with them. However, e-commerce, word of mouth, educated consumers, advertising in specialized or specialty magazines, advertising in stores, those are the ways that we bring the news to the consumers, and we educate them about our black seed oil and black seed oil benefits. And the matter of fact, couple of weeks ago, a woman contacted us. She sent our general email and actually identified herself as a teacher that her mom used black seed and black seed oil to cure herself from skin pigmentation. And that's a big news for us. She just shared it with us. She said she heard about black seed oil from many people, and she had coloration in her skin. It's really bad, terrible. And she used black seed oil. She mixed it with other herbs, and she's completely cured. And she reached out to me because she heard about my story in the your radio, and she heard also in YouTube and I think on social media, and she found the way to communicate that to me, and I've been in touch with her, and with that lady and her daughter, who's a teacher, we're developing this product. Again, it's very hard to claim medicinal benefits or to claim to make drug claims from natural ingredients without clinical study, without FDA approval, but we will take that learning and we do some testing, and we will publish this information and see how can we move forward with that. But consumers, and this came through, to answer your question, came through social media. And I have so many people reach out to me. They found something about black seed or black seed oil or springine toothpaste and reach out to me. They're asking questions. Where can I find this product? Where can I find black seed? Where can I find your toothpaste? So I think today in the social media era is very hard to hide information from consumers. And it's just a matter of time until consumers really realize the truth between our product made of natural ingredients and the all chemical harsh toothpaste that damage people enamel. That's why you see a lot of people today using sensitive toothpaste, because corporations, they try to give them harsh cleaning or a strong cleaning by using harsh chemical, and that eroded enamel, and that gave them gingivitis, and now they have to treat the problem that big corporation created to consumers. Here, with black seed oil and springine toothpaste, we're trying to help the consumer to avoid that. You don't need harsh chemicals. You don't need something to scrub your teeth. All we're doing, giving you a product that prevent bacterial growth. We're giving you gentle toothpaste, so prevent the development of that bacterial film or prevention of that calculus in your teeth, so you don't have to scrub hard. All you have to do gentle brushing, and you will have no problem. So I think slowly using the social media, we will educate the consumers about black seed oil benefits and about springine toothpaste benefits.
As we conclude here today, Dr. Ibrahim, what is next for springine, and how many stores are you in as of now?
Oh, wow. There are so many things that next for springine. As I said, we just our product being placed in thousands of stores in Bed Bath and Beyond, and we're launching in Big Y. I think in March, we already approved, and the product on the way there. Costco, again, online, coming in a week or so. So there's so many things, and we have great partnership with healthy food stores and healthy product stores such as Sprouts, Whole Foods, Kimberton, and so many natural supermarkets, so many natural stores, So every quarter we're launching in thousands of stores. So that's what's next for us to meet the demand of these high stores. And also internationally, we've been moving in a very good pace. We're growing, we're getting demand from international countries in Asia, of course in Europe, in addition to the, I think, 13 or 15 countries we are launching Springin by the second or third qu- by the third quarter of 2019 in five, six big countries. And so currently I would say in United States we are over 5,000 stores, and every month we're growing new stores. And globally, it's huge. Globally, we don't, I can't give the statistics because it's very hard for us to keep up with the international stores because they don't have a statistic like we have in here. But we have very good supply chain and expansion. And the next things, hopefully by 2020-21, we have partners. A lot of few investors approach us and working with them right now to expand our facility to produce OTC drugs. So Springene is going to move from healthy, natural consumer products to healthy, natural drugs, and that's the in the near long-term goal. I'll call it short. Long-term goals in the next 2 or 3 years. So the expansion is there, and we continue moving forward.
Well, Dr. Ibrahim, we can't thank you enough for joining us here once again and all that you do in the space. Again, folks, it is springene.com, and we'll leave a link within the show notes of this broadcast. Dr. Ibrahim, thanks so much for joining us here today once again on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thank you so much, and thank you for listener for listening to us. And hopefully we continue talking to you and to consumers about healthy products.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Saeed Ibrahim, the CEO and founder of Springene, an innovative provider of natural oral health care products. And for further details, visit springene.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.